book of love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. And I love it when you read to me. And you book of love has music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it's just transcendental. Most of it is just really dumb. But when you sing to me, and you can sing me anything. The book of love feels long and boring, and written very long ago. Flowers and horseshoe boxes and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things, and you should give me wedding rings. Oh, I love it when you, I love it when you give me things, and you talk to you, you ought to give me wedding.
Grab all the kicks we can to contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the Sun Studios of Sparks, Nevada, and a warm, tender place in your heart. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and with me, as always, is Mr. Nick Ramirez and Dogwater Dick. Chewy's out for the week, but in studio, we've got the indomitable Matt Wage. Back from wherever he was.
On the worst little right on. Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a sweet open. Tighter than the nuns I knew in school.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody.
Good to see you all.
Choked up from that song.
That was great. Yeah. By the way, happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
To my co-host and our lovely and talented production assistant, Nick and Maya here. Thank you guys. Yeah. You guys are awesome. You're beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's what that song was in honor of, and that song was so fucking pretty that it made me want to be married to both of you. So,
well, give us a few years, Rick.
Right, okay.
Might have to move to Canada.
But I woke up this morning and Maya had placed this CD on the computer you know, I went to the bathroom and come out, and there's a CD. It says, "Happy Anniversary, I Love You." And I'm like, oh, shit. And I was talking on the phone with somebody, my friend Darren. You know Darren.
Yeah. We all know Darren.
Yeah. He wants to be back on the show.
Mr. Honor Off.
He has a guest in mind, but that's another story.
We'll talk later.
Anyway, so I was like, I got to go. Click. And I went and put that in, and then immediately it hit me, and I was just all, oh, like fucking hot knife through butter. I just melted, you know. It was just a mess for a minute.
I've never hot knifed butter.
Because it's just so pretty, and that's our song, you know.
Yeah.
They sang it at our wedding, and we danced our first dance to that at our wedding, and they went in the studio and did that for us.
That's
you know,
really
Maya
cool.
had him do that as a present to me. So then after I was done crying and all that, I put it on YouTube as a video to my wife, and then she got to see that today. And
so video check, of you crying?
Check.
No.
Okay.
No, it's a video of us together.
Astronaut 69 on YouTube. Check out all of the Nick Ramirez videos.
Right. Spelled like the old band. N-O-T,
with O's.
Not N-A-U-T.
Spelled like somebody who flunked out of school.
Wayne's right. World. Not.
Hey.
So, anywho,
Nick got his GES.
I didn't flunk. I was asked to never come back. Go ahead.
Well, that's different. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. they're giving you a pass there.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, kid. You're fine. Hey, everybody. Say hi to Matt Wage. How you doing, Maddie?
Hey,
hi,
Matt.
It's good to have you here in the studio.
Doing great.
Yeah. We had a little schedule adjustment, so... Matt on the fly agreed to come
Matt
in.
Matt steps in because he's awesome like that.
Thanks, dude.
A very talented local musician and music maker and doer in the Reno scene. It's been about, you said it's been about like 12, 15 years since you've been in this house. Literally Rick's house.
Yeah.
Far out.
It's pretty crazy.
Like that means Sean lived here, right?
That's what I figured,
Yeah.
Hi, Sean.
Everybody
has
Sean's
you don't here. Listen to this show, so hi.
Oh, dude.
For those of you in on the joke, laugh real hard. Everybody else, it would take way too long. Before we move on with the show, I want to touch back on something from last week.
Cool.
The comedian, Mr. Wiegand, Matt Wiegand, who called in, and I kind of almost maybe sort of might have mocked him a little bit. Went and saw the show on Friday night, and Matt killed it. He killed it. He killed it. He killed it. He had the best material. He had the best stage presence. He interacted with the audience fantastic. The dude just brought it.
So he won for a reason.
And
he was just terrible
on
the phone.
And honestly, he did win first place that night.
It's pronounced Wage, though, Roy. Wage.
And I can reveal Wiegand. Now that I was there secretly as a judge of the show. And he and another guy were tied for first in my pick. So, he went in and killed it.
Got some call-ins or something?
Supposedly somebody was supposed to call me earlier to say they were going to call during the show. That never happened. So let's just cross our fingers. Maybe somebody will call the show.
Yeah.
And those of you
Get
know who what
money in here.
Who know what time we record, call me on Mondays. Yeah.
No, don't.
Yeah, no, I want everybody to call.
I want you getting lots of phone calls.
We could get requests.
Wouldn't that be
hey,
great?
We've got Matt Wage in. What would you like to hear?
Mm-hmm. That would somebody be calling. That'd be cool.
From
and
the
then,
future.
And then you just play whatever the fuck you want.
I turned my phone off, though.
No, they come into my phone,
okay.
Which is actually plugged into the whole sound system. You can hear it in your head, like all the rest of us, in the weird radio land.
Should I have my girl call us?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
No, I'd rather it was somebody who asked like you to play a song you didn't know, and then you just played whatever you wanted anyway. That would be entertaining. That's radio,
that's
and I'd talk
radio.
I'd talk it up right until what do you call that? Damn.
The cows come home?
No.
Talk it up to the lyric.
Yeah, to the
lyric. To the lyric, yeah. But you got to...
There's a term for
there's,
that.
Yeah, there's totally a radio term for that. Hey, all
Fail.
You radio people we know. Yeah.
We podcast people don't care.
Yeah, you can call me and Facebook me on how stupid I am. Please do. Get on the podcast. Get on the website, wheresthelittlepodcast.com.
Any local personalities want to come hit us up?
Yeah, we love to have actual real media people on this show.
We're getting Dave Iazzi from City Council coming.
Yes, that's
soon.
actually
a behind the scenes sneak peek, but yeah,
that's an actual real person.
Is
there
that seriously happening?
Yeah,
that is a Nick get.
Yeah,
that's a get Jesus. Nick got. Yeah.
We're going to talk about the community and Reno and...
And Mary Anarchy.
Does he play guitar?
No.
Fuck.
But that week we'll probably have...
I was thinking Chewy bringing in some old Gunshot Liquor and Fat Couch music. To kind of wax nostalgic and prep for the big show.
I can live with that.
Yeah, I think Chewy's got the one of the few people who has the cassette on CD. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. We asked Dave for a transfer reunion. He said, not no, but hell no.
Oh.
he never wants to see us again.
He's a dick.
Dave who?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Maybe you should smoke marijuana and, chill out a little bit. That fucking weed, man, makes me act all weird and stuff.
Weird on the weed.
Tell you guys, do the pot. You come down here and you act like a couple of idiots.
If you're gonna smoke pot, be prepared to spend a lot of time.
You do the grass.
Laughing with your friends
and eating.
Isn't that right,
Cheetos.
Mr. Jellyneck?
Can you see us, Rick?
No, I cannot.
Oh, bummer.
Are you doing it as hard as you can?
Right. There's really? A glory hole in the wall. I thought you.
I don't see through that.
Not when I'm done.
But you're welcome to look.
Yeah, you're welcome to take a look.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
Hey, enough about me. Right. No, not enough about me.
What was your week like?
I had a normal week during the midweek, and then I went to the comedy show on Friday, and I had a good time hanging out with Jess Cherry Bear. And hanging out with over at the Foxy and until way too late in the morning. Love you, Katie. You're an awesome bartender.
Yeah, I love that bar.
Yeah. And then Saturday, I turned off my phone and I unplugged the computer and I played my guitar and dicked around with my bike and watched Netflix all day.
That sounds like a good day.
And I didn't turn my phone on again until Sunday afternoon.
What'd you watch on Netflix?
Farscape.
A
canceled science fiction television series from a decade ago. Yeah,
it's Farscape.
It has Muppets. It had Muppets as aliens and shit. And
that's cool.
Yeah, no, it's totally lame. And I've watched all five seasons now.
But puppets,
not
are,
on Saturday.
Puppets
I just watched
cool.
A few episodes. But
have you guys heard about Nada Dada coming up with all the puppets and stuff going on?
I've been hearing things about that.
I'm puppets at Nada Dada, but
this week's news and review.
I've been talking to Mr. Sorg about making a little some conversating happen on the show here in the next few weeks, or as things get closer to the Dada.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Well, he started a radio show too.
Yes, we were talking. Yeah.
Props to Sorg for what's it called? Radio Sorgfield
or Sorgfield Radio.
Yeah.
He's the head of the Goldfield Chamber of Commerce.
Southern Nevada.
If you're not familiar with Goldfield, Goldfield is a ghost town. It's one of our prized possession ghost towns. Everything is in very pristine condition. And there is also the first car park church.
The Cadillac Ranch or something?
Yeah, where they bury all the cars and buses face down in the dirt and paint them. And it's pretty cool.
Is this like Bodie, where it's like really nobody lives there? It's just a ghost town?
I think so.
Shit.
But Goldfield does have a lot of events. So there are some surrounding communities around there that get together for a little state pride. Goldfield Days at the end of the month is going to be very
exciting. For a minute,
exciting.
When you said Goldfield, I thought you meant Gold Hill by Virginia City, where the haunted...
I like the background music.
Me too. You can just
keep
playing that while we talk about our stuff.
Matt's not going to talk the whole show. He's just going to fiddle.
But, I did a little talking and chatting with people.
Got
us. Calling me on again.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, no.
That's a ding
yeah,
for
no,
Matt.
Yeah, no, and whatnot.
And that's a big buzzer for Rory.
No.
I did it again. Jesus. Jesus Christ. I took the weekend off. I took the weekend off, and then I picked up my daughter and played some role-playing games last night.
Did she play too?
No.
Can you rephrase that?
She's
yeah.
No. Oh wow, that does sound
you
weird.
A little bit high.
No, no, honey, not when you're in town.
First, you picked up your daughter. You took her home,
and I put her to bed.
Then you whipped out the
D&D. And then a handful of nerds came over to my house,
and Dungeons and Dragons.
We played a Doctor Who game, but yes, much the same.
Yeah,
grown-ups are dumb.
Yeah, compounding the nerd. We made Doctor Who. Somebody made Doctor Who into a D&D game. and we rolled dice, and it was fun.
Hey, don't play that. We'll get sued by Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
You don't play our song.
Give it a different...
Your podcast the worst.
Give it a different bridge.
Bad representation.
Your podcast not A-OK. Me no laugh. Long time.
Hey, so that sounds like a good weekend, man.
Yeah, actually, I took the weekend off, and it was very awesome, and kind of like being in a coma, but enjoyable.
I can't remember the song.
No, like not having the phone and not having the internet for a whole day, I was really like...
Oh, it's the Muppets.
I felt like the opposite of... well, like kind of claustrophobic, I guess. But like limbs had been chopped off. What do you call it? Like were you still... Ghost limb. I like, where's my internet? I can't remember things. I need to look it up on Google, but I'm not. Yeah. It was weird.
I'm on a ghost. Far out.
I didn't have a smartphone before like a year and a half ago, and now I can't ghost live without limb. It.
My arms go to sleep when I have that shit in my hands. That's what's weird. When I
got that shit. Like, electrical current killing you.
Yeah, my joints get all ghost sore. Limb.
Do you just want to play a song right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's writing one cool. Right now.
Yeah. Ghost limb.
No, that's cool. Dude. Go for it.
And then you jack off and it feels like somebody else. Yeah. That's the chorus, Matt.
Boy, is it.
Far out.
That's like Angel
about,
Spartan.
I'm going to mix it up. Rick, what about your weekend?
Yeah.
It's the same as next weekend. Yeah,
for the most part. Sure. Jesus Christ, dude. We finished off the Candy Shop album, and it was really rough. No, I mean, it was great. It was a fantastic experience. We had a great time. But
that recording sounds awful.
We worked all fucking night on Friday and then all day and all night Saturday and then all day and all night on Sunday. I did stuff. So, and we finished up at like fucking, I had to go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning this morning, and we were still tracking shit till 12:40, and then I had an hour of post stuff to do afterwards, so I didn't get to bed till 2 a.m. So it was a rough weekend, but we got that fucking album done in 2 weekends. I'm really pleased. 5-member band with, what is it, wow. Nick? 12 songs?
12 songs, that's right.
I did
10 original, 2 covers.
Little sneak peek there.
And?
I gotta say, it sounds very clean.
Dude, and these are just the rough.
I don't remember the song off the top of my head, but like Cigarette was good with the added piano. That was cool.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even heard that yet.
Oh, that's really cool. Wow. I heard some other song and I just look up at Cheyenne and go, you know, I really like the lyrics, but this is so chick rock.
There is plenty of radio stations
thank you very
for that.
Much.
But then there was another song where I was like, we'll dude, this it. Isn't chick rock. This is like... what did I call it? Like psychedelic fucking music.
Ooh, nice.
Like, yeah, no, you guys are kind of all over the place. I like the newer cover. I'm not going to. Okay, yeah, the Gautier. I'd never heard you guys do that before. I like this really strong bass line and the toy piano. Oh, it's like toy piano, people. Toy piano.
And dude, and the toy piano was recorded live with the drums.
And you like switch around instruments and shit to play it?
Yeah, I get to play the guitar on that one.
And the whole thing, I think, sounds pretty live. Most of it was done live, you know?
Very
but
cool.
With everybody in separate spaces. So it was really, it really has that nice, I think it's got a great feel. And John fucking lost his guitar and had it stolen. And his whole sounds box for his different guitar tones and shit was all stolen. Yeah. And so right before he came here, he went to Guitar Center and said, which one of these works good? And just bought new shit and brought it over here for the first time. And while we were setting up the drums, he was figuring out what sound he was going to use everything.
Oh, wow.
But it all came out amazing. I love the guitar tones on it.
Can I say something about thieves?
Yeah.
I had my whole studio stolen and fucking thieves suck. So if you're a thief, just go suck somewhere else. Fucking touch my shit.
That's right. Your whole not studio? Just
yeah, drums. And then they crossed the street and robbed my brother's house and stole Sean Parsons' $1,200 bass.
Damn.
Just feel like people like that are just dig their own.
Dude, it's like, you know.
Karma grave, you know what I mean? Like they're just, harder they do that shit and the more it fucking fucks with people, the more.
You know?
Dude, nothing in this life is for
I'm not
free.
Rich. Yeah. Nobody's
and
rich.
You know what?
You know?
And eventually.
Well, Hudson's rich, but.
That's what's going to happen.
And it doesn't matter.
Flush
if
down
you're
the toilet
not,
of life.
You shouldn't steal from people, period. If you do. Fuck you.
You know, you always
if
get...
If you do, don't listen
say,
to our show,
I,
you dicks.
When I was a dumb punk rocker and shit in my way younger years, more than 15 years ago, I did have a little penchant for shoplifting and stuff, but at a certain point in my life, And really, it was just like candy bars and cigarettes, not like bacon.
Just enough to go to jail for.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, not enough to go to jail for, enough to get sued
actually,
for.
Those are luxury items. If you get busted stealing cigarettes or something, that non-food item,
right,
you get in more trouble because it's a luxury item.
Luxury item. Yeah. Anyway, it was years ago. No statute of limitations still applies. I was in a different state, went by a different name. My hair was blonde. I don't know.
Right.
At a certain point, it just dawned on me that, like, for all my lofty ideals and be cool, and that very action itself was completely hypocritical and
not
and
cool.
Again, yeah, you know, I was
People
not
make mistakes.
I was not walking my walk, and so yeah, I stopped that because stealing in all forms is really antithetical to being cool to others. Yeah. Even if
it's
you think, ooh, I'm going to screw the corporate machine that's
yeah,
screwing me over.
I'm not hurting a person. It's a corporation, so who cares?
Stealing
is stealing.
You're hurting yourself, though, really.
Really? You know? Dude, you know, just like how I don't think you can
perform. It goes against, when you do it, you're going against, you know, your own ideals, generally.
Are you cool when nobody's looking? You three are.
Yeah.
I've known
there
these
you
guys
go.
For years, and they're fucking all really cool dudes, man.
But that's the question right
yeah.
there.
You
are
you the
cool
right
when
nobody's
looking?
And man, I don't think that you can do work and not get rewarded. Like even if you don't get paid or something doesn't work out right, you will get rewarded one way or another.
People get weird when they don't work, you know.
But the same thing about, you know, there's nothing for free by the same token.
Totally.
So. Yeah. Sexually.
This has been a soapbox minute brought to you by Pinky Polanski. Don't forget to check the Pinky link.
And we hate thieves. Oh, wait, this is for thieves.
Your head is a boil. You suck worms. I hate your feet.
I hate your feet.
I don't get to play that very often.
Right on. Well, now I think it's about time for... No. Ooh, yeah,
wait.
It's about time for set. We talked about all our weekends.
Well, yeah, so hi, Matt.
What was
Matt
your
Wage?
Weekend like, Matt?
What'd you do? I had a great weekend. Last weekend was my birthday, and my girlfriend Stephanie threw...
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Steph.
You were all invited, but that's okay. She had live llamas and a puppet show from Ernie Boot Camp.
Wow.
Ernie Boot Camp did a Bernie Boot Camp did a puppet show, and then the Crush played.
Damn.
Oh, cool. I got to catch those kids a while back.
I was fucked up the whole time, but maintained. I fell down. I fell down for a minute, but my girlfriend's like, don't leave me alone with this crap. If you ever need a party plan, fucking Stephanie Sasser.
I saw the invite for that, and I thought, fuck, I work all day, every day. I never get to go to anything fun. There
was so
llamas?
Llamas, two live.
Yeah,
baby llamas. So. Baby llamas.
Oh.
Yo, baby llama.
That's way better.
I need
llamas.
That sound effect. The crowd saying, oh.
No, they make a sound going,
The llamas or the people?
The llamas.
They gather around the llamas and just start,
And they don't spit as much as people think they do.
It's the first thing I thought is like,
think you have to slap
them
in the
stuff.
Face or something.
yeah, like on Conan,
right? Exactly. And then the correct response is to punch them out.
The more I see, the more I slap llamas.
Don't spit on me, stupid llama. Right?
To crush the llamas, to see them driven before you,
Danny,
and to hear the
on.
Lamentation of the lady llamas.
Bring me a llama, come on.
Gross. All right, Matt, give us a song.
Okay.
We need a break.
Matt's played a lot of music for a lot of years, so give us something cool.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Are you gonna do original or a cover?
I think I will do one I wrote for my son because that's the one I've been practicing.
Okay,
this one goes out to Sabin Rory Jaramillo. I hope I said it right, but actually Rory, she purposely named him Roy, his middle name, because I can't say it. So I just call him Roy.
Right.
Roy.
Can you say the word brewery?
Brewery, yeah. Huh. Of course I can.
Well, it's similar.
Can you say Reverend Rory Dowd?
Reverend Rory Dowd.
Can you say roar like a lion?
Facet already.
What does a lion
Have
do?
Have some Murgatroyd, even.
What does a lion do? Seriously. What does a lion do? Say it.
Roar E.
There you go. Just do it faster.
Anyway, this one's for you, Sabin. Thank you.
it's such a lonely day. Yeah, I'm trying to drink the heartache away. Come here to say that you're trying to put me away. And I've done my time, and I'll be all right.
Awesome.
Thanks, buddies.
Very pretty.
Fun.
That's really for like your that. Son. Did you take a bong rip in the middle of that? Awesome.
So that was you?
Yeah. I was like, in the other room and I thought, God, Nick's a dick.
Why is Nick I don't bring a bong.
Nick and I
don't
both
even smoke a bong. That's
right.
Retarded.
Nick and I just both look right up at each other and go, what the?
I don't do drugs.
Unless it's a little bong and it's like...
Very cool,
cheers
man.
Cheers to you, man.
Cheers, folks.
Cheers, brothers.
Everybody at home.
Damn, nice
if you're
dynamics.
Playing the drinking game.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
Thanks, go ahead, buddy. Rick. What are you saying?
Nice dynamics, dude. A lot of people are like, you know, I want the song to be more dynamic. Well, fucking play it that way. Dude, it was like soft, and then it was intense, and then it got soft again.
Drummers get pissed off, though.
Well,
drummers are like, oh, man.
Got to break out the brushes.
This is too much like work, man. Sorry, bro.
That's why I'm a drummer. I don't like that.
Yeah. I'm a smoke break drummer.
That's a smoke break drummer. So, Matt.
Yes, sir.
What brings you to Reno? No, how long have you been in Reno?
I came to Reno while I left. Last time.
Well, but how long have you...
Me and Matt have known each other since the mall.
The mall.
Which is 94?
Jesus.
Yeah.
94?
Would this be Park Lane?
I was 18. Yeah.
What other mall was there in 94?
I know. That was the cool mall.
I was 18 and wore a size 11 back then.
Yeah. I worked at Pizza by Piece of the Pie around there.
Right on.
I think I remember that.
I was a really skinny kid with a shaved
head. I remember, and you went to Red Square with us back in the day, Dave.
Oh, Red Square! Yeah. Fuck!
Wow,
like,
old
those, like,
school.
Oh, yeah.
Was that? That's predated me.
I think I was 12.
And
13.
You could go there. It was the
underage gay club?
Yeah,
underage dance club.
Clove smoking, fucking coffee drinking.
Ah, yes.
No alcohol.
Kind of gothy.
Fucking, yeah, exactly.
Hard school.
Except, I don't know if we called it that.
Hard school goth.
Dude, but yeah, and I remember fucking going there, bumming money to get in the line, and then leaving and buying drugs with it.
Yeah. Hard school. Oh, you like that, Rory?
I'm writing that. That's the name of this episode.
Coined afraid.
Hard school goth.
I just said coined afraid too. I think that whiskey's kicking in.
But then later on, Matt was in Trance. Was that your first band ever?
No, that was my second band ever.
Okay, what was the first?
The first band of any note.
But yeah, noteworthiness.
Right on. That was rad. They would sell out the Blue Lamp, which is now the Red Rock. It was so small, but fucking every time they played, it was like tons of people outside trying to get in.
Nick's in every recording we have going, yeah!
I remember that. You guys were
awesome.
Got,
the Decomposers and Trance played together.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
At Blue Lamp.
Blue Lamp,
Said Bar.
Yeah.
Said bar that's hard to remember because you spent all their time there.
I puked my ass off in that alley so many fucking times. I think it's broken glass and booze like for 12 feet down, you know?
Or climbing up between the buildings to get to the roof.
Hudson got arrested up there. Yeah. Hi, Hudson, if you're listening, we love you.
Yeah, hey, Hudson.
Amen.
Actually, could I say a shout-out to Dale?
Yeah, please.
Dale Kellums.
Oh, fucking
yeah. Yeah, of course, always.
He's not doing well. He's not doing too well. So I don't know if you pray, but keep him in your prayers.
Yeah. We love you.
We love you, Dale.
Yeah, our thoughts are with you.
He's doing the chemo right now.
Yeah,
for some more cancer issues. I went and saw him at the hospital last week too. So yeah, lots of prayers to you, Dale.
Yeah, definitely. Lots of love,
totally. Astronaut brother.
Love that dude.
He's
never said a shitty word about anybody the whole time I've known him for fuck 12 years.
Well,
I actually knew his mom before I knew him.
That's rad. He's never said anything shitty. He said that he didn't like somebody. He'll tell you if he didn't like somebody.
Right.
But he won't tell you why.
Or did he tell you in a nice way?
But he won't go on and on like
no, he won't go
like
on
us
on.
Three
he
will.
Just goes,
that guy's a fucking dick. Yeah.
And you know why? And I'll tell you fucking why.
It's not to say that Dale loved everybody, but you know,
no,
he never had shitty things to say.
Yeah. He wouldn't go on and on like we do.
Right.
That's true. That's true.
I talk so much shit, my breath smells like farts. Richard Pryor.
Where are we going with that?
Then we went.
Oh yeah.
Then Matt lost their bass player, and I tried out for Trance, and I wanted in so bad. And then
didn't make the cut.
No. Then Steve moved into town, and Steve Fote, and then we made Source with Remnants.
David just left with a girl who ended up draining his bank account and ditching him, but. That's beside the point.
They're good at that.
Yeah. And then me and Hudson and I and Nick and Steve Fote were just sitting at the bar like weeping in our beers about how much we wish we had a band. And at the time, me and Steve lived behind the bar, so it was convenient. We just went back there and fucking jammed, and it fucking sounded great.
Started a band. I thought
and then the real story, too, is that fucking Marianne took us to the studio as individuals.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. Yep,
and then
right.
We had the band.
Yeah.
Marianne's, come on in on the weekend, do your acoustic thing, and I got in on that too, and on the fly, and
that was my first studio, you know.
Yeah, we played that on a previous podcast.
Yes,
if
we
you
sure
want to hear some
with
Source.
The, wait, no.
It's like in the first no, 10 episodes or something.
Maybe my last song, Nick will play with me or sing with me or something.
Oh, cool.
Wow, we could, hey, want, anything could happen.
Any
it's
big,
a wild,
anything can happen
podcast.
Here on the Worst Little Podcast.
That's what right. Podcast? Hey, you guys want to take a commercial break?
Yeah, I'd love
we'll get
to
back
smoke.
To the story.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the rest of this segment is brought to you by our fine friends at Stingray Tattoo.
God damn it.
And thinking of a new tattoo? Check out online portfolios at stingraytattoo.net.
I'm going to get a tattoo at Stingray Tattoo when I turn 18.
Stingray Tattoo. Loser tested, mother approved.
Woo, yeah, there's that commercial one more time.
Stingray.
Hi, Georgia.
Woo, I love her.
So we were talking about
you
Source.
You have any tattoos? Yes. She's got many tattoos.
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah, you have a few.
You remember Darla? You jammed with her.
Oh, yeah. Good tattoo of his guitar, Darla. On
who got stolen?
It's badass. Yeah, stolen? Fuck you, thieves.
Thieves. Without the case? Oh, yeah.
Sons of bitches.
When I wasn't playing it, it was in the case.
Damn sons of bitches.
Damn sons of fucks.
We were talking about Source.
Source, that was rad.
What happened after Source?
Made an amazing 6-song CD. One of the best things I've ever made in my life.
I got laid more than in my life hanging out with the likes of these fine-looking gentlemen. And
why else do you get into rock and roll?
What's with the
we were young.
It could make you happy because you said something cool.
Oh, okay.
If you said something not
siren.
Cool,
I
would give you that. Or you get that.
Wah, wah, wah.
Shh, everybody shh.
They found me.
Dude, they heard us talking about me shoplifting.
Motherfuckers.
That's not even going to be on the radio. Like, nobody's going to
really
gonna
hear that siren. They're just all, why are you quiet? Well, we just heard the siren, that's all.
So there was a siren in the background.
Anywho, after the Source, then what for Matt Waitch? What happened?
I was kind of lost. Well, I was living with Steve Fote, and me and Hudson kind of joined forces, and everybody like picked a side, and it was kind of weird. I think of too many drugs, too many drinkings.
Right?
Perhaps,
it's familiarity breeds contempt.
It's Reno. These things happen.
But
absolutely.
I kind of wandered around lost. Well, I just seemed to have developed a drug problem through those happy years. And, well, the drugs weren't a problem, but when I ran out, it was a definite problem.
Yeah.
Definite problem.
That's always where the problem
That's
seemed
the part
to start
where I realized,
with drugs.
Yeah. Or the I think I'm going to try to stop, and you can't.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, your shoes stay put, but you keep going.
Yeah.
But, so I kind of wandered around lost for a few years and, hooked up with Daryl Lee, and we'd kind of do our tweak tour of fucking different coffee shops and whatever. And
right.
2 a.m. on, you know, a Tuesday night. And then I
think that's when I met you.
I got tired one day. Well, I got tired of getting arrested and waking up in jail. And I evidently can't eat a donut for 3 days and drink a pint of vodka and do a shot of speed. It's not a good combination.
Wow. Hardcore, man.
So I woke up in jail for the fourth or fifth, sixth time, something like that, and the cops knew my name when they came to arrest me. They're like, Matt, you're not yourself today. I'm like, fuck, I got to get the fuck out of this town. I got to get out of here, man.
Hey, there you get another ding.
So I prayed inside a jail and that if I ever got it, when I got out, that I would change my life for sure. So I got out and walked home from Parr Boulevard, which isn't a bad walk after you've been in Parr for fucking 13 days. A nice long walk is all you need, you know?
Sure.
Instead of in the yard or whatever.
Clear your mind a little bit. Yeah.
I was on my way to my drug dealer's house to fucking hook up and stopped by Duguerne because Duguerne had just closed down and found a pair of gloves outside and it happened to be cold and I put them on and there was fucking $300 inside of the gloves.
Oh, wow. Imagine all the drugs you could buy with that.
No, but I remembered my promise. I went to the Greyhound station, booked myself. I gave myself 3 hours to gather everything I could.
No shit.
That I owned and fucking.
Wow, that's
you
fucking
gave yourself
crazy,
3 hours to
three,
split term.
3 hours. That's dude in Reno. That's plenty of time.
That's cool.
I didn't
though.
Have nothing at the south end
no,
of town.
No, what's cool is that you actually did it. Because a lot of people talk about shit like that, but you actually did it.
Yeah.
Just like split out on a Greyhound.
So I went to Bend, Oregon, because my friend Steve Shipman. Hi, Steve. If you're listening.
Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
He's like, oh, yeah, I'm clean. I went up there, and he's the biggest Coke dealer in Bend, Oregon.
Was he clean?
No.
Oh.
And I got
sometimes,
a
you don't see your stash.
I've switched
Rick,
from
cover
speed.
Up that last name on that.
Switch from speed
we
to.
Don't get
no, he's clean now.
Okay.
He's clean now.
Good. See? It's okay.
Yeah. Well, drug court, yeah.
Oh, right.
They're like, do this
so
or
everybody
else.
Knows.
Do this or else. It's the else with the E-L-T-Z-E. Do it or else.
See, Nick, it's okay. The police already know.
So long story short, I hung out there for 6 months and developed a coke habit instead of a speed habit.
That's came a nice back, step down.
Taper off.
Came back down here, hooked back up with Ginger. Hi, Ginger, if you're listening. A girl with a head full of curly fries, and that's about it. And her dad had a dream that she died, and he came to get her, like, even though he wasn't allowed to leave the state, and came in, and I'm like, let's go. And I'm like, kind of included myself in with him, and went to Missouri.
Missouri. So, yeah, wait, which did you go to, Missouri or Missouri?
The part I was in was definitely Missouri.
Okay, all right. Whereabouts?
It's by Miami.
Miami? Yeah.
No, that's in Oklahoma, but.
Well, there's a Cairo.
Missouri, yeah.
And a Nevada.
Lebanon.
Lebanon, yeah.
Lebanon.
That's down in the Cape, ain't it?
And the first thing they said was, it's dad of Brumley. Brumley, Missouri, yeah. Bikers, yeah. And everybody's like, you moved here to get away from meth?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, because
I left Missouri to get away from meth and came to Reno.
Could have been worse. You could have gone to Carson.
But I got clean. My girlfriend didn't. I got a job. And then when I found myself all by myself, because I was all by myself in the middle of Missouri with no friends, no family, and no job, but I met this guy at a bar and got a job. It ended up with my own house, a car, so on and so forth, and always had $1,000 in my pocket.
Nice.
And moved to Oklahoma, had Erica, Big Mama. Hi, Big Mama. Come
hey,
down.
Mama. And love you.
I said the Matt Wage cleanup program, just fucking move here. And fucking, if I see a pipe.
You don't know anybody.
If I see a pipe, you're out. It's a fucking deal breaker, you know? And she smashed all her pipes on the drive there, so sorry about your tires. she's still clean, so. Fucking,
hey.
Something good came of it. Two things good came of it, you know?
Yeah.
Damn.
So now I'm back.
How long you been back in Reno?
Almost 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Because I came here for that Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I came here for that Christmas, and then I went back, and I decided I want to come back, so.
Cool. Welcome back, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, dudes. This is
I guess that must have been
the shortest long story ever.
The same time I came back, because since I moved back, you've always been here. So, yeah.
Yeah. I remember when
and
you came
that's
back.
That's good. And I remember seeing you going, holy shit, Matt's still alive.
I know. Sorry about all you that lost bets. I got a friend, Bernie, that's like 90, 99 or 101, and he still might outlive me, but... But
well, in your
he's got a head start.
You're hosting open mic tonight, which is in the past for you listeners, but yeah.
Jub, yeah.
Jub open mics on Monday, like we've
it's
been
Monday
talking
now,
about.
It's Monday now, but it's secretly Wednesday.
It was cool last week. You jammed with my pops.
That was fun.
Cool
oh, that's right.
Fuck.
Hanging
that
out with
cool
your dad
fuck.
Last week was a blast.
You know, all these great players. There's Diana on sax, Blind Johnny on the harmonica.
Yeah. It's
Matt,
on
Tom.
It's on Nick's webpage, right?
You can go to Facebook and look on it. I have
Matt
the,
let me play his really nice and awesome and pretty guitar.
Blondie.
Yeah, me too.
And
my friend
and
in Missouri.
And I only butchered the song a little bit.
Is that the gay pirate one?
No, that's the Patti Smith one.
Oh, okay,
I only butchered that a little bit.
You got a hit with the gay pirate song.
Yeah,
that's your best.
Yeah, no, I just need somebody to actually play the music behind me.
Except
it's
you got
to
do yo ho hey, yo ho hey,
hey.
Well, see, we could all go to open mic and try to figure out Rory's gay pirate song and play a jam version.
Yeah,
of it.
I have the chords tab something somewhere.
Oh, cool.
So,
I've always wondered about Rory, but now I wonder even more. You know.
Yeah, who is the gayest homosexual or heterosexual in the room?
Cool, man.
Yeah, gayest homosexual in the room.
And Rick's probably the straightest homo I've ever met.
That's why we were homo hetero life mates.
This is like the homo
so
Homo Depot.
We did make a nice little yin yang there, Rick.
I think
the homo depot.
Dude, the four of us, for sure. Yeah. It's the homo depot.
Bunch of homos in here. All right. Well,
let's hear another song here.
Fuck yeah. Time for another song, for sure.
I'm a left-handed. I don't know if anybody else here is, but this is for all you left-handers out there.
Fuck you, left-handers. You're just as bad as gingers.
That's the name of my ex-girlfriend I went to Missouri with.
Lefty and the Gingerphobes.
The Gingerphobes. Call back. That was last week.
This thing's out of tune, so talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Oh. I love the tuning song.
Tuning song's the best song.
It's best. Everybody knows it.
But the
I know it.
This guitar, Blondie, I went to Missouri and my buddy gave it to me.
Nice.
And it's a Takamine, but it says take a mine.
Right.
You don't have one? Take a mine.
Take a mine.
Go ahead.
it sounds like going to Missouri was quite fortuitous for the Matt Wage.
I know what that words mean. I know what that words means.
Good. Yep. I mean, good that you know that.
No, that's in Tombstone.
Yes.
It's very fortuitous that we met. She's like, that means, has anybody seen my plectrum? Do you have a plectrum?
I do not have a plectrum upon
Sons
me.
Sons of bitches.
I do not see it on the floor.
I hear jingles and jangles.
I do not see it with a goat. Wait. No, that's a spot of light.
Good radio.
Yeah, this is exciting.
All right, guys.
Hey, while we're just sitting here hanging out, this is brought to you by Tyson Schroeder, a photographer in town who's really awesome, works for Reno Tahoe Tonight, and is going to be doing some work for the Worst Little Podcast here. I can't remember his email address, so check him out on Facebook. Tyson Schroeder, former member of the Hard Ways.
Thank you.
Photographer.
This is for all you lefties out there.
Touch me from across the
opposites crying for me and feeling down. And I said, you are. Yeah. Got the need for some company, 'cause you know I don't like to be by myself. And I believe you don't leave me alone with me, rotting here in my own eternal hell. Oh, don't you see that I got the need, I got the need for some company, 'cause you know I don't like to be by myself. Now please don't leave me alone with me, riding here in my own eternal hell.
Fuck me, dude. Dude, that is so fuck. I had no idea it was that hard being left-handed.
No, I got like that. Watching you play that awesome. Just now is a little bit of like for me, like looking back behind the curtain, because like I only ever hear you play that at open mics and stuff. And you've got all the delay,
ambiance.
And do you know that's I really like listening to Matt sing without effects.
Poo poo.
Hey Matt, sing, boy.
I'm in a shoebox.
Were you able to rock out? Because I know before the show you were like, "What? I need to rock out, and this mic's in front of my head."
I got the eight of spades like, helping me out.
The eight of spades, naked lady card deck
on his microphone here.
Sweet, we got to
keep him company.
We ought to get one of those permanent.
All my mics,
all the mics need
I'll
one.
I'll make your copy, but.
You can have a dude on your
every time I see a card, Rick, I flip it Rick. Up, hoping it'll be the eight of spades, because that's my card.
We'll get the gay deck for Rick.
And just wallpaper behind his computer, all of the cards in order.
Maybe I can make my own.
Rick, you're not gay, are you?
I am, really.
Well, Rick's a big faggot, yeah.
Are you... completely
has derailed Matt.
I'll talk to you after the show. No, I got a friend, Andrew, that's... That's a really cool dude, man. I don't want to be Cupid, but okay. I don't want to be stupid.
Totally where I get
stupid
love
Cupid,
connection.
But,
I, get
yeah. I don't like queenie guys. So.
He's not queenie.
I'm fucking really seriously.
I used to work with him in the mall when I was 16 years old.
Dude, so he's like
of an age.
Yeah,
he's.
Are you sure he's gay?
Yeah, well,
you're only gay if you push back, right?
Right.
or if the balls touch, or you're not kidding,
or if you look at anything but the pillow.
I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding.
Right?
It's a joke, man.
It's a joke. Can't you take a joke?
I'm not gay.
It's
my
a
boyfriend
big joke.
Is.
Isn't your brother named Andrew?
Yes, he is.
And that's not the same Andrew, right?
No.
Okay, good.
You wish.
Right, well, true.
Don't we all? Fuck
dude, he
that.
Is a snappy hey, dresser.
Hey, your brother is a fantastically charming man, yeah?
He's amazing,
He's my hero, man.
He's pretty
Andrew,
awesome
this
dude.
Shout out for you, man. I love you, dude.
Yeah, we love you, Andrew.
Too.
Love you so much.
He likes to pretend he's not, and then he walks away with all of your money at the end of the night. this weekend.
Oh, are we going to talk about this weekend? Yes. Oh, also, Matt, I was going to say, you're looking to play with people in a band. Right?
Oh,
yes.
Right. We could spend a little time with that.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
A
dynamic
wants,
drummer.
Nobody wants to play with me.
Long walks down the beach?
Depends on the beach.
Are you looking to, like, have people back up on, like, songs you've been playing tonight, right?
Or write all new stuff.
A little bit
just
of everything.
Just the right guys, so you'd be down. That's
I mean,
cool.
Songs that I haven't done with any other bands, I would like I would like to do, you know?
Yeah.
I got an album floating around in my head. Me and Rick
must might. Have time to spend time
so,
in
yeah,
smoky
drummers,
bars.
Bass players. I'm down with cello players. I'm down with fucking hammer dulcimer players.
Didn't I see you playing
players.
Your guitar with a bow, a cello
yes,
bow?
Yes, I
the
borrowed.
Other night?
There was a bow left at Jub Jub's that I commandeered after 4 weeks of being there.
So, fair enough at that point.
It was a stand-up bass bow, which is what I need for sure. But
oh, yeah, you were playing that. That was crazy.
Fucking
yeah.
love it, man. But the rightful
like
owner
Page.
Came around looking for
it
and was
finally.
Like, and it was in good hands. I loosened it when I wasn't playing it. You know, it couldn't be in better
right
hands.
Things.
You know what I mean? I
yeah.
told the bartender I was taking it and bought some rosin for $15.
Wow.
Just the rosin's $15.
Music's
man.
Expensive.
Isn't rosin just like really fine chalk dust?
No, not Roslyn. Rosin.
Ros. Yeah.
No, it's tree sap.
Roslyn's really fine, chalky girl.
Yeah. She's always got chalk around her nose and shit.
Smacking her lips.
Chalky skin. Ashy.
She's always awake. She itches a lot.
Sorry. What was the question?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. You get ready for some questions because it's time for...
Oh.
Bam, 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 and
Nick's on it.
Yes, sirree.
There we go. Matt, I'd like to welcome you to the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask you a series of fairly random questions and assign you completely subjective point totals. Are you prepared to win?
I sure am, Bob.
Too bad.
Big money, big money.
He has to win. There's nobody else here.
Right. So... I'll go with my standard go-to for number one. Your love.
Let's play with Rick.
What about go
let's
one for
Rick
number two?
The other
Rick,
contestant.
Do you want to be the other contestant?
Oh God. Okay. Okay. Quiz time. Right. 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 Okay.
You're
it's
fucking
not
day.
Fair though because I've heard
you
this
know
shit 10,000 times.
Okay.
I'm gonna fucking stomp you, Holmes.
Yeah, I deserve it. I don't mind being on bottom.
All right. Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
My brother.
Ooh, dude, and
he's got sweet meat.
Choice between my so really, and it would be
your
my sister,
sister,
right?
Your,
exactly,
yeah.
More for me.
And you know, I really think my mom would volunteer.
Aw,
because she's that yeah, cool, but, right? Know. And she's been around the longest, and it would be to save us.
Stringy.
And yeah.
I guess,
love you, Linda, but that's a wrong answer.
Oh, I don't have it. Yeah. What? I'd throw my lover under the bus, but I don't have one.
So Matt wins that round.
Rock.
How much money would it take for you to kill an anonymous person?
Oh.
No, I retract the question.
That's a horrible question.
No, that's like counterfeiting ones.
When did you enjoy your last enema, Matt?
This morning.
This morning?
Well, right before I came here, yeah.
Ooh, exciting.
I call that an outema, though.
An outema?
That's the part that matters.
And Rick. Your last enema. Did you get one for the hernia surgery?
No, although I asked. Can I please? Are you sure? No, I don't
does
think I've
ever
had one.
Does it have to be a girl doctor?
Did I just say I don't think I've ever had one?
Yes.
As though one could slip by? No,
well, you stick pipe cleaners up there anyway.
As long as
right?
they don't have poor depth perception, you know, I'm cool.
Poor depth perception.
Let's see. How often do you masturbate, Matt?
This morning.
But how often?
How often? Like, is a
daily.
A frequency.
I got to bust a nut daily, whether it be with my girlfriend or by myself.
Okay, okay.
Once a day?
Sometimes Peaches is like this when me and my girl are going at it, but...
Who's Peaches?
My cat.
Okay. Just checking.
He's like, you guys are hyper. What's going on over there?
And just riding it like a captain on a
he
boat.
Does, dude. He's like...
She's all, this will be done soon.
Rick, I'm going to guess for you, daily as well.
Minutely.
You know, it's...
He's jerking out right now, probably.
Rick, are you slowing down in your old age?
I am, and in addition to that, seriously, the studio has slowed down my masturbation, because I don't have time
wow.
to jack off.
Fucking assholes we are.
I know,
wow.
so I...
Music
sometimes
is more important than
used
your
to be,
own...
Yeah, well, no, it's just unstoppable. I can't... I don't have time for it. It's which is funny, I think that was Tom Gordon's answer.
Make time!
And really, if you're too busy for that, you're too fucking busy. But damn, I
no, that
yeah.
means your success.
But then, but it's always nice when you wait a few days, and then like you know, it's amazing.
That's true.
So, I guess. Suppose. I mean, yeah.
I suck at
after
this.
After a while, it's just like, what am I doing?
All right, name the celebrity of the opposite gender that you would ruin your relationship for.
Me first?
No.
Okay.
Fuck
no,
you.
You first. Go ahead. Go ahead, Rick.
All right, you have an answer. Well, you have a relationship with Jesus, so who would you get with to ruin your relationship with Jesus?
Edith Massey.
Edith Massey, also better known as the Egg Lady from Pink Flamingos.
Creepy. In a second.
The queen, no. The queen of the country in Desperate Living, and Edie in Female Trouble. Ah, right? Wow. Did I get all those right?
And all you John Water fans are going nuts.
Aunt
right
Ida.
Now.
It was
oh,
Aunt
Ida.
Ida. Ooh, Aunt Ida. There you
Aunt
go. Ida. She's all topless with her
Aunt
boobs
Ida
all hanging. Oh.
Aunt Ida.
Yeah, she is awesome.
Aunt Ida, Ida.
I would eat that with a spoon.
Okay.
I wonder if she, wonder if she masturbates.
Who would you ruin your relationship to be with?
Nobody.
Okay, zero.
I won that round. Question.
Yeah, you okay totally.
I'll give that one to you. I'll give that one to you.
Yeah. Let's see. I know these answers. I know. Rate your own skills as a lover.
I got the coolest fucking girl in the world. That's why.
Matt, scale of 1 to 10. Rate your own skills as a lover.
10 and a half.
Ooh.
No, I thought we were talking about size.
And rate your current lover's skills. Follow up.
I'm a little sleepy in the bedroom. I'm usually fucking drunk by the time me and my girl get off. So
so you'll stick with that 10 and a half for both of you?
No, I thought you were talking inches.
Oh, gotcha. So nice. Scale of 1 to 10.
I'd say a sturdy 6.5.
For you? And for the lovely staff?
10, always.
Liar. Rick!
That's the correct answer, though.
It is the correct answer,
no,
but you're a liar.
It's the fucking truth. She's the best I've ever had, I swear to God.
Wait, well, good for you.
That's awesome.
Rick, rate your own skills as a lover.
I'm like a 3. I really, I don't try hard enough.
And I rate Jesus' skill as a lover.
He is an 11. He rocks my world.
Rick makes out with a picture.
I can barely. Yeah, well, I got crucifixes everywhere.
Rick,
he's got great abs.
In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No.
Matt Wage, if he keeps it up.
God damn it, now I know how people feel.
Can't pick me, because I wouldn't fight you.
Aw.
Well, that happened. Gandhi.
Damn, I know. We do this to everybody every week, and you'd think I would have picked somebody out by now. Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka.
Oh, man. Okay, that's a good answer. That's kinda an acceptable
y'all
answer.
Give me a straight answer.
Matt, who in all of history would you pick a fight with?
Hitler.
Hitler, all right. Good standard answer.
I would beat the fuck out of that little fucking prick, man.
All right.
Bring it, bitch.
And the final the final question.
Weirdo mustache.
You're going down on a girl, and you find a piece of warm, crispy bacon nestled away in her vagina. Would you eat it?
Is it bacon or dried girl bacon?
No, bacon. Actual, like, crispy, yummy,
crispy, yummy
bacon.
Fuck yeah.
All right, and Rick.
Well, wait, is it green eggs and ham, or?
No, good old nice piece of bacon.
Fuck
right?
Yeah.
Nestled up there in between the lips.
Fuck yes.
Rick?
You know, I would probably stop eating the vagina to eat the bacon.
I'd look for more, dude. Totally.
Yeah, the bacon is an improvement. Oh, yeah. So.
I'm going to just say Matt wins by 7.5 points.
We didn't even do rapid fire.
All right, rapid fire. Led Zeppelin or The Who?
Led Zeppelin.
Elvis or The Beatles?
Wait, The Who?
Oh.
Elvis.
Clash or Sex Pistols?
Wait, we didn't get Rick's Elvis or Beatles.
Oh, yeah. Well, Rick, Elvis or Beatles.
Today I'm going to pick Elvis.
Yay.
I could go both ways, though. God damn it.
You do.
Clash or Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols.
Nirvana or Soundgarden?
Fuck them both.
Soundgarden. Actually, no, Foo Fighters.
Yeah. I'm with Matt.
Oh, you get the game, how it works now. gay or ginger?
Brunette.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
We'll be straight
that
or ginger.
Ginger, okay.
Well, Ginger Lee was the girl I was dating. Ginger Lee. Ginger Lee.
Blind or deaf?
Blind.
Puke? No, I'll pick deaf.
Deaf. Puke or shit?
How about both at the same time?
Is there any way I could have both?
Wow.
Hardcore.
All right. Follow up.
Hopefully the sink's somewhere near the toilet.
Oral or anal?
Oral.
Both at the same time?
belly button on fat chicks. For all
and
you fat
finally,
chicks.
Something nice for just nice. Soda or pop?
pop you in the eye if you say pop around me.
Yeah.
Rick. So soda.
Soda. So duh.
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 Rick?
I take pop.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Matt still wins by 7.5 points.
Okay.
Good game.
It was
good
fixed.
Game.
That
close.
Was fixed.
It was a very close game good that game. Time, you guys. Really close.
Good hustle.
Rick, do you always lose?
I always lose.
That's not
Rick's,
bad. That's not
I don't
fair.
Think Rick's ever played.
No,
that was Rick's first time ever first playing.
I knew it was fixed.
So thank you for playing the quiz with us. Yeah. Matt, where can people find you? You don't do the Facebook.
Address? No, I do Facebook.
Oh, you do Facebook?
Yeah, with Nick's help, I've got some
videos Wage with two A's.
Wage Matt.
Wage Matt.
Small print, wagematt.gmail.com.
Okay.
And my girlfriend screens all my shit, so all you ladies out there, fucking chill.
Don't even
she'll
try.
She'll get ghetto.
No, but where can they find you to see you play all these lovely songs?
Strega. I host open mic on Sunday nights at Strega
He's
Bar.
Playing at Mary Anarchy.
Mary Anarchy.
What time at Strega?
9 o'clock on Sundays, and it's Arlington and Liberty.
Right by the Chevron over there.
Right by the Chevron, right next door.
Looks like a house.
Are you doing Reno house. Block Party this year?
I'm a judge, actually.
Oh, cool.
For the auditions here?
Are you playing in the
show,
though?
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have said that, though. I'm supposed
Probably
to be a secret
not.
Judge. Oh.
Are you playing in
Nobody
the show?
Nobody tell.
Just Mary Anarchy is the only thing I got coming up.
So. Oh, okay.
And maybe the Apple Source.
Apple Source?
If we do a Source reunion when
When Hudson's in town?
Hudson and Steve are coming.
Yeah, that
They're
might
both
be
coming.
Cool. Yeah, who knows?
So there's going to be a lot of Matt Wage coming up in the next month.
And then Nada Dada, we got the puppet show thing going on. So
cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Right on. And you're an artist as well, right?
That's
right. You make
right.
sculptures, paintings, drawings.
Yeah.
I have a samurai sword that you made me out of.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah. That
I
is
got
a,
one.
That is a gift to know that Matt likes you. That's the way I look at it. It's kind of your calling card.
Yeah. Friendship.
You owe me a Coke.
No, you don't owe
or
me
I
shit.
Or I owe you a Coke.
Friendship, you know? They're good weed scrapers, but don't go side to side. Just go straight up and down.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
They will break glass.
Sexually.
Oh yeah, and don't clean
sexually.
Don't clean a pipe and then put it back in the sheath because it'll never fucking come out again.
Yeah.
You gotta like melt
get it hot.
It.
I have to get another little bar straw and make a new one.
Bar straw.
You guys talk weird language.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you know. All right. Yeah. So are we gonna get one another song or two more songs?
This one's,
you
this do, one's for Rick.
This is okay. It. We gotta get going. And wrap it up. Right?
All right. This is gonna be the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll come back and say goodbye after Matt plays one of Rick's favorite songs. Thank you.
Of course, it's been 20 years since I played any of that shit.
That was rad, man. You're on a roll.
Keep going.
Add some sugar to that later, Rick.
Then, I promise.
Then break it on down now.
Just like a fan, I need your love.
And come on, baby.
Yeah, that's what I hear when I'm. That's what I hear when I masturbate.
Oh,
actually,
once a day.
I have one more song I wanted to do for you guys.
Sweet.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
Yeah, I got to clean that train wreck out of my mouth.
Don't try this at home, kids.
Oh, you had it, man.
Unless you buy your own strings.
You're doing that sweet-ass fucking...
Yeah, that was rad.
I miss Bauhaus.
Yeah.
Me too.
They were great.
Rick and I got to see them at Coachella.
Peter Murphy hung upside down for 20 minutes.
Singing that song.
Yeah.
That's so rad.
Yeah, that was one of the best rock moments of my life, I have to say. Yeah. And I, you know, I was, you know, 1,000 people away from the stage, but it was still.
And you could see his.
That's
see
not
his little,
that far at Coachella,
right? Yeah.
I was down front.
Yeah,
no, I was 30 feet. I was 30 feet back, but still, wow. That was close to down front. And man, you could see feet hanging like upside down behind the scaffolding for a long time before the song started. I thought that looks like somebody's fucking feet, like suspended by a wire. But that couldn't be what I'm seeing. And then the song starts, and they bring him
out. And
they
roll him out,
like hanging from this wire upside down.
Jesus Christ pose. Yeah.
Oh, so amazing.
My mom took us to Knott's Berry Farm, and it just so happened that Peter Murphy was playing his Deep tour that night.
Oh,
at
dude.
Wow. And me and Andy just looked at mom, and she knew that fucking... We would have mugged her and fucking. She took us to fucking Peter Murphy, man. Like,
at
and there was nobody
Farm.
There. Nobody there.
Peter Murphy at Knott's
front
Berry
row.
Farm. That's
front
awesome.
Row. Strange Kind of Love. Fucking. Oh. Just wow. He did it by himself on a 12-string with a fucking spotlight.
Damn.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
fucking sweet, man.
Props to Ma Wage for
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Susan Ermston. Well, when she married my dad, she became Sue Wage. Mm.
Sewage.
Oh my god. She's all Susan. Susan.
I am Susan Wage.
I will call your mother Susan should I ever meet her.
this one goes out to Dale.
Oh yeah.
I love you, brother.
Me too. Thank you.
Gay Pirates. Very much.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
We love you, Dale.
Yeah, sweet Dale, you're one of the greatest.
I didn't write it for you or anything. Don't fucking
don't let it go to your head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not that cool. Yeah,
get well soon. Fuck.
Oh, shit. We love you, man.
Yeah, get well soon. So we have to quit saying get well soon and hear you play music.
That's a real drag on us.
Well, folks, it's
It's about that time to get going. Before we do, I do have one last little plug left. Please check out RenoComputerFix.com. Justin and Ian, go check them out. They're located off of Wells, I believe, and they're really cool guys, and they can fix your computer cheap. Tell them Worst Little Podcast sent you.
Inexpensively.
Inexpensively. And that I'll eventually get a hold of them to actually talk about making this relationship formal, because that's not a real plug. Ha. But we like them because they're cool, and we like helping out brothers in the community and local business all that. So, Nick, you had something else you wanted to throw in?
I got one thing, Candy Shop.
Oh, yeah.
This Friday at the Treehouse with the Gunner, or not the Gunner Stutter.
With Walk of Shame.
Walk of Shame and the Vague Choir.
The Vague Choir.
Which is Mark Ernest, Mr. Vague,
and
his new thingy.
And the choir, which is a number of other people he has with him.
Him and his choir. And it's going to be an amazing show at the Treehouse. You should come to that on Friday. That's my only plug this week.
Yeah. I'll be there too, so that's what I'm doing Friday.
Thanks for the warning.
Yeah.
I work Friday, so.
Ha ha.
Cal Neva, come see me. I park your car twice.
I put it in, I pulled it out, I put it in again.
I take it to my house, park it, bring it back and park it again.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another great episode. I hope you've had half as much fun as we did. For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Chewbacca, and Matt Wage, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying good night, ladies.
I love you, man.
Punch a thief.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
A year ago, exactly on the same night, we were assembled here in this very room. I, your pastor, and you, my beloved flock.
Backwater Studios.
With hopefulness in my heart, I told you then that with Lucifer's aid, we might look forward to a more succulent occasion.
Put it in the mirror, Daddy.